Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
The top stories this lunchtime. Clough's floating bridge consultation set to end, but campaigners are still not happy.
We've proven that charges on pedestrians will actually drain money.
Man arrested after fireworks factory blaze while island firefighters set to walk out tonight.
There's no undue concern needed. We have contingency plans in place.
And 8-year-old boy swims the equivalent of the English Channel.
I like swimming and I want to raise money for charity.
Those stories and more coming up in the Isle of Wight today.
The Isle of Wight today with Matt White.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. It's 1 o'clock. First this lunchtime, a controversial public consultation on charging foot passengers to use the Cowes floating bridge ends today. The Isle of Wight Council seeking the views of residents on plans to charge people to use the chain ferry, but campaigners say the information detailed in it is inaccurate. A local authority task and finish group says of the charges are imposed for foot passengers, they should be limited to 20 pence per journey. Campaigner Marcy Hansen says introducing charges will actually lead to the service losing money.
We've proven that charges on pedestrians will actually drain money. It already makes a profit. So you're actually going to eat into that profit. And now with the 20p, they could actually hemorrhage it even more. We've run the figures, so we have evidence. And so, no, we don't think any charges, because if it doesn't work, then don't do it.
The Isle of Wight Council says the consultation meets the necessary requirements.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Two people are now believed to be missing after an explosion in a fireworks warehouse. A 53-year-old man has been arrested in connection with what happened in Stafford yesterday evening. Staffordshire Police say they're in contact with the missing people's family members. Adele Robinson is at the scene and says an investigation's underway into the cause of the initial explosion.
A full search is expected to take place at some point today of the site, when it's deemed safe, of course, and when the fire is completely out. We've seen a bit of movement within the last few minutes, so I don't know whether that means that the site is going to be searched completely from now on in.
Meanwhile, firefighters on the Isle of Wight will go on strike for 4 days from tonight. The latest action by members of the Fire Brigades Union follows an ongoing dispute over pensions. They'll walk out from 6 p.m, ending on the evening before bonfire night. We're being advised to be extra vigilant. Non-FBU members will provide cover, but Councillor Phil Jordan, who's responsible for public protection, says there's no reason to panic.
There's no undue concern needed. We have contingency plans in place, as we've had before. Because it's an extended strike of 4 days, Our contingency and planning has taken that into account. There's no undue concern. However, emergency response may well be limited, but that's not to say that there won't be response at all. There will be.
And a reminder, the firefighters strike from 6 o'clock tonight.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
In other national news this lunchtime, victims of historical child sex abuse are demanding the second person appointed to a chair of government inquiry into allegations stands down. They're meeting Home Office officials this lunchtime, concerned about Fiona Wolfe's links to former Home Secretary Lord Britton. Ian McFadden, who was abused as a child, can't believe she's still in the post.
In my opinion, and with conversations I have with hundreds of other survivors, nobody has confidence in Miss Wolfe. She is wholly inappropriate, and I'm surprised 6 weeks ago didn't step down then.
A health group wants us to write to alcohol companies and EU lawmakers, urging them to include calorie labels on bottles. The Royal Society for Public Health claims 2/3 support the idea, as most of us are unaware of the fattening effect of booze. For example, it would take a 2-mile walk to work off a large glass of white wine. Tam Fry from the National Obesity Forum says shoppers would find it useful.
Food has a calorie content and they find that it's very useful indeed, and we think that you will also find that the calorie content on wine and beer is just as useful.
And we'll have more national news from 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's 4 minutes past one.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
In other local news, the husband of a missing woman from Ventnor's told us she's been found. Mary Phillips was reported missing earlier this week, but her husband Damien says she's been found on the mainland and is being cared for by the authorities. Y-Link's Yarmouth to Lymington car ferry service is currently suspended until further notice because of a mechanical problem. Customers are advised to check in at Y-Link's Portsmouth and Fishbourne terminals.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
8-year-old Mason Adams Donohoe is already thinking about his next challenge after swimming the equivalent of the English Channel for charity. Every day for the last 6 weeks, Mason from Ryde swam lengths at Waterside Pool to raise money for people paralysed by spinal cord injuries. The Oakfield Primary School pupil swam a total of 22 miles, and despite reaching his target, he keeps going.
I like swimming and I want to raise money for charity. Mum's going to collect another 100 or £200 to make it 1,000 or just over 1,000.
And Mason says he switched different techniques during his swim and even teamed up with a regular swimmer at the pool to make the challenge more interesting.
Mostly breaststroke and then back crawl and then front crawl and then butterfly the least. I only done it like butterfly like one time. I swam it with someone called Vicky and I was just doing races with her to make it more fun.
8-year-old Mason, who has just completed a swim of the equivalent of the English Channel. That's it from me this lunchtime. Thanks for listening to the programme. On our news pages online right now, see the progress made on the new Cowes Breakwater and find out how Ryde Academy and HTP Training teamed up for Bite the Wight. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. The next news bulletin's at 2 o'clock. Before I hand you back to Anna, the business news is next. Two island pubs have made their way onto the Michelin Guide, a chosen selection of pubs and restaurants graded on their quality. The New Inn at Shalfleet and the Taverners have this year been named on the list for their good service and quality food and drink. Rebecca Burr is the editor of the Michelin Eating Out Guide, and she says the island is a great place for getaways.
It's a wonderful destination, isn't it? There's so much to go and see and do, and people, you know, the staycation's never been greater, and I certainly think the Isle of Wight should be included in that. And people like to go away and stay for a few days and eat in a pub, and they've got that informality, flexibility, and, you know, the prices are a lot keener, and the food's a lot better than it used to be.
Seven Island tourism businesses are in contention to win the Beautiful South Tourism Awards. There's been over 120 entries from the industry in the southeast, with a total of 61 businesses selected as finalists. Some from the island include the Swiss Cottage in Shanklin, Whitecliff Bay Holiday Park, and Corner Cottage at Nettlecombe Farm Holidays. There's gold, silver and bronze awards up for grabs, and the winner will be announced on Thursday the 4th of December. You can find more details on our website. And the island's Peugeot brand is being relaunched at Staddleston's this weekend. The new Peugeot showroom is officially opening at the Brading Road premises next to Staddleston's Nissan. It's also launching its SsangYong French franchise. Chris Perkis says it's a major moment for the business.
My mum and dad started the business about 28 years ago now, and we've gradually grown in size. We did spread out, but it was always our intention to try and get everything on one site. And obviously we're on one of the busiest roads on the island, and we have good frontage. What it means to us is the culmination of years of hard work.
And the Saddlestones' big opened weekend includes competitions and raffles in aid of children in need.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report is sponsored by Martin & Martin Wealth Management. Strategies individually designed for you. Grays Walk, Newport. Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.